Youth Sunday. So that's why when we see them come forth, come on, we're excited about that.
Before we go there, I want to just share, I just want to just say thank God for the word that has been coming forth across the pulpit for the month of May. Happy birthday to all you May birthdays. I heard someone say this morning that May was not acknowledged, and I'm glad Ajahnay heard that too. And so she acknowledged all the May birthdays. Raise your hand if you had a birthday in May. Oh, if you have a birthday in May, okay. Let's get you to stand up. Maybe we could just sing a song, sing a little happy birthday to you. May birthdays, could you stand for us? It's still May. All right. You guys want to sing happy birthday? Good, because I'm not. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. Cakes for later. Cakes on Robert. Cakes on Robert. So the recap, I wanted guys to remind you guys, if you had not been here, if you was not able to get it, there was this great word that God brought through Apostle David that was mind over matter. It was excellent. It spoke directly to my soul. I think he was just preaching to me. I don't know how it blessed you, but he was just speaking just to me. And then Pastor Linda came up right behind him. We did have the Mother's Day, and then she came up right behind him. And you remember her word? It was just last week. Straight, for those that you guys were here, it was straight. And I wanted to piggyback off of one of the scriptures that she used, because it really blessed my heart. And she was talking about, just a little recap, and she was talking about this straight and narrow road that we have to walk out. Truly awesome. And I thought about our feet, our very feet. I'm not going to kick my feet up. But the way our feet are made for the straight, narrow road, it's not made for the broad road. And I think when we have a world full of options, it makes it harder for us to make a decision. And I don't know if you guys remember, and some of you guys may be too young for this, but did you know that sometime back in the day, and I'm not going to say what that day was, but the only place you could get coffee was at the diner, at the restaurant, and it was usually black cream of sugar. You didn't have a whole lot of options. But now they have specialty stores where they only sell coffee, maybe a little snack on the side, but the coffee is the main thing. And I was also thinking while she was speaking, and she also talked about Burger King, right? And I was looking up while she was talking. I was looking up the internet because I was just so interested, Reverend Paul. And they said, and I looked up McDonald's, and I said, the menu for McDonald's when it first started, 9 items. 2020, and this is 1948. 2025, you know how many items? Anybody want to take a guess? 48. Who? Did you say 145 items? 145 items on the menu at McDonald's. We are not ordering everything that's available on there. And I'm sure that they included condiments and stuff like that. They could, because when you go to the kiosk, you can order every little line item that you want to include pickles, specialty items for your sandwich. So 145 items that I read. And I appreciate Google for sharing that with me. And so I'm a people watcher. If you guys, a lot of people are that way as well. I found out that people like to watch people and see how, you know, how the world works through the eyes of other people. My job, and like Diane would know, she can attest to that, and Amber, is that when we have different perspectives for people that come sit in our chair, and then we can learn some things from other people and how they grew up, and then we get a little snapshot of what it looks like to live in Africa, what it looks like to live in Arizona where we've never lived, and what it looks like to grow up with multiple parents. We know what it means, a snapshot of what that looks like. And so we get a lot of perspectives and perceptions, and it has sometimes it's a great thing, and sometimes it's like, man, I'm glad that I have lived the way that I have lived. And so as I ponder on these things, I think about perceptions and how they are formed in this world. And perceptions, if you guys didn't know, is what you interpret or understand a thing to be. And I just want us to be on the same page when I'm giving you this definition. Now, perspective, not perceptions, perspective is the lens or the experience attached to the perception of what you see, hear, smell, that becomes aware of in something like this. So some examples, like if you see a dog coming your way. So if you have never had a bad experience, a dog coming your way, you're ready, hey, little baby. Hey, little puppy, what's your name? And sometimes it's so weird these days, but we would talk to dogs before we even talk to the people that's holding the leash. Have you guys ever noticed that? They'll talk to the babies in the stroller before they even talk to the parents, but I digress. So you see a dog coming your way and you're ready to pet it, but if you've ever had a bad experience, that's the lens. Now, I've been bit by a dog twice, and maybe I'm doing something wrong, but I've been bit by a dog twice so that when I see a dog coming, I'm not ready to embrace it. When I see the dog coming, I'm checking them out to see if the tail is wagging. I want to see some signs that tell me that I can approach and engage that dog, because the perception that I have had based upon my experiences, I'm adding fear and I'm adding hesitation to that experience. Now, is that something wrong with my perception? It's good to be cautious, right? It's good to be cautious. But how does that apply to our everyday life? So those filters, and we're going to change the name from perceptions to filters. When I have that filter on, I think about this interaction with this dog, right? So what about smells? You guys remember I don't know if you're going to remember the first time, but do you guys remember the smell of a cinnamon roll bacon? Don't talk about food, I'm telling you. Fresh baked bread for those coffee lovers, when you smell that cup of coffee, it's great, right? And I'm sure there's some great smells. I know my mom, she likes fresh paint. Is that right? You still like fresh paint? Smell of fresh paint. And people are weird sometimes, but hey, it's a good smell. I'm not saying that she is. I'm just saying that is not on my top of my list. You know, that's not even in my top three. But I do like to see a good fresh coat of paint. So I'm with you on that. But what about, have you ever been in an elevator and somebody dropped an air biscuit? That's that lens I'm talking about. And then everybody's wondering, who did that? Who raised you? Who did that? I'm looking at faces because I want to see who the guilty ones is and who's really looking. Because isn't that so funny how people, like, they sniff a little harder when they think they caught a whiff of something? That's the last thing I want to do is sniff a little deeper. If I smell it, I want to get as little as possible. So, but do you guys get what I'm saying? That the perspective and the perceptions, the filters that we have in our lives that change the way we react to certain things. And so, and just to add a thing, if it was an elevator, that would be exactly my turn to do that. I usually roll the window up, lock me in, so all my family can smell my little air biscuit. It's one of the fun things about being a dad, I guess. What about when your mom calls your name for dinner, or your dad, they call your name for dinner. You're outside playing, or you upstairs, and your parents call you for dinner. And they say, Sam, dinner's ready. There's a distinction of how you hear that, right? Yo-Yo, have you ever been in that experience when somebody has called your first, middle, and last name? It kind of changes things a little bit, right? What does that usually mean when somebody calls your entire name? What did I forget? Was it the dishes? And you got this Rolodex in your mind of what did I forget? Oh, man, what could it possibly be? I don't know about you, but I always knew when my name was called what exactly it was. I was just hoping that they didn't find it. I'm just thinking to myself, they found me out. They already know what was going on. It's so funny. So perception is just another example of a filter. And just to clarify what a filter is, it is a device used to pass through and remove unwanted materials. So you use this filter, information, things are passed through, whether it be solid, liquid, or glass, gas, knowledge, that as you put through, and this filter catches everything that is not wanted to go through. Everybody clear on that? Good, good. It's a great foundation for what we're trying to get to. Okay, so different places where we have filters. Fish tanks. Sounds really great. Hold on. I'm going to ask some of the kids because I want the kids to be involved there. JJ, you have a good example of a filter? We'll come back to you. There we go. Coffee filter. Micaiah. Filters on websites. Very good. I like that. Serenity, how about you? I wasn't looking at you, Serenity, but I'm talking to you. Go ahead, JJ. Water filter. Very good one. And what is the kid? Okay. Huh? Serenity, let's get back to you. In our homes? Filters on language? I don't understand. Y'all help me out. Oh, when they bleep the words out. Okay. I didn't know they still did that. I'm so glad that they do that. JJ, you got a moment? Dryer filters. Very good. How many of you kids clean out those dryer filters? You raise your hand? Good job. I clean out my dryer. Me and my wife clean out the dryer filter all the time, and I don't know why the kids won't even help with that. Those dryer filters, that's at our homes. Anybody ever heard of a sifter? Am I dating myself when I say sifter? They still use sifters? Sifters for flour. Very good. Yes, Dayton? Humor filter. All right, you're going somewhere. I don't know. You want to help me out with that? You know what the humor filter is? Oh, okay, okay. And where's that filter at? What is it placed on? Oh, okay. Parents are the filter. How many have you had those parents when those sex scenes used to come on and they would fast forward with the remote control? Our parents were our filter. They would cover my eyes or they'd tell us to go out of the room until it was over. Yeah. And in our vehicles, we got fuel filters, air filters, oil filters. Yes, Miss Reyna. Who? Fish tank filters. Yeah, somebody said that. I think it was your dad. Didn't your dad say that? Reverend Paul said that. Okay. He's somebody, Daddy. That was okay. On our cars, on our homes. What about our bodies? Hey, all you doctors over there, keep quiet. Kidneys. Liver. Very good one. Who likes liver? Who likes eating liver? Pastor David does not eat filters. He just told you, let you know. It's very good. Not even if you season it and put onions on it, he ain't with those filters. I just found out yesterday 50 gallons a day is pumping through that kidney, through that filter. Thank you very much. And it's a filter. Any other filters in there? Okay, and all you medical persons, you guys can come on that. What? Spleen is a filter. Very good. And what is a filter? I didn't want to put you on that. Sorry. Spleen, yes. Yes, we all know what you're talking about. Anybody know about what about skin? Skin is a filter. Yes, sir. The liver. Liver is a filter. Four. I'm going to stop asking those questions. Y'all kind of get wary on that. Toxins. Very good. Nostril hair is a filter. I'm surprised nobody said that about the screens in our yard, especially if you grew up in the down south, all those mosquitoes coming in. I love screen doors. Yes, sir, JJ. Stomach filter? What's the stomach filter? The acid in there? Okay, I'm with it. I didn't write that on my paper, but I like it. Thank you so much. And so what about relationships? Corey knows? Somebody said Corey knows. He wasn't ready. Anybody else? What about relationship filters? Your parents. Very good. They won't get filtered through. They will not be screened properly. I like that. Your kids. I like it. I'll tell you one thing. When I was dating Amber, Peyton was the best filter. She hated on me so much. She let me know that it ain't going to go down. You have not been approved, and we do not like you right now. She is my mom, and I'm like, man, I can't wait till she go to sleep. But she was a very good filter. Amber had mentioned one today about relationships. You remember what you told me about the relationship filters? Social media. Not a good one. I'm not asking for good ones. I'm just asking for filters. Friends is a good one. Good filters. Yolanda? Older brothers. That's good. Yes, ma'am. Families are a great filter. They don't want to be around your family. You know there's something wrong. Maybe something wrong with your family. I'm not going to say. Maybe something wrong with that person. Who? Twins. They'll be throwing these little side ones at me. I ain't ready for it. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Helping each other. I have seen that. Thank you. Thank you, JJ. Very perceptive. What about childhood trauma? Is that a filter? If it's not healed, what happens to those relationships that you form in the future? Dysfunctional. Very dysfunctional. Thank you. Thing. Having filters in itself is not a bad thing. If there's an issue with your filter. Now I want to go to the scripture. If you guys would turn with me, if you have your Bibles or your social media, not social media devices, but your phones, whether it be on paper or whether it be electronic, I want you to go to 3 John. This is one of the scriptures that Pastor Linda had used, and I really love this. Now it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." And this is the King James Version, but what this was John talking to Gaius. And he had written three letters already. This is his third letter. And he was letting them know he had been giving them warnings about false teachers and things that might be going on in the body of Christ. But he started this third letter off saying, "Hey, that I would have you be prosperous, even as your soul prospers." And like Pastor Linda had so eloquently put it, is that he wanted you to be prosperous on all platforms, not just as your soul prospering. He meant spiritually. He's talking about financially. He's talking about physically, mentally. When we think about prosperity, we usually think about money. But that is one part of it. But we think about your health. We think about your physical being. We think about your mental, where you at mentally, where you at socially. These are all filters that you have to consider when you're interacting with people. And then when you are a child of God, if one of these things are not don't have the proper filtration, there could be a problem in what's going on inside you. And it has been an experience with me, and I'm going to share a couple of them with you, is that when your filter is bad, it hinders you from the growth and as you come into the knowledge of God. This filter, what we process, so let me go ahead and read you what I wrote down. When there is a problem in those areas, it's usually because there's an issue on how we process and what we receive, which leads us to process the right things. I'll say that again. Which leads us to process the right things in the wrong way. It's in the filter. Now, I want to share a quick story. I was doing a service on one of my good clients, a good friend of mine too. And he came in and he was bummed out, Robert. He was just bummed out. He came in a chair and I said, "What's going on, man? What's been going on with you, man?" He said, "Man, I just got promoted to second class petty officer." Well, congratulations, my friend. That's great news, right? And he says, "Well, my other second class, which was the supervisor of the shop, he told me the only reason why I got promoted was because everybody else made it off the test." Now, so for those you don't know who's never been in the military, if you make it off the test, how long do you have to wait till you get paid? But if you get capped, how long do you have to wait? It gets paid immediately. So this young man was sad because his supervisor and his now his equal peer was telling him the only reason why you didn't make it is because everybody else that was supposed to make it made it off the test. And they're getting paid 6 months. So I was like, okay. No, I didn't tell him what's the problem because I had to help him with his filter. The filter was wrong, right? This was a peer that maybe he respected or a peer that he was probably intimidated by. So now here I am changing the filter. So I took the filter out, put the other one in. And I said, "Let me get this straight, brother. You mean to tell me that the guy who has to wait 6 months to get paid is upset because you are going to get paid tomorrow?" And then he was like, I said, let's even go back further than that. "You mean to tell me that God set it up in a manner where everybody would be out the way. So when they said, hey, we need somebody to promote, let's look at the list. And he was the next one in line. Because promotion comes from the Lord. Do you want this microphone? Go ahead, teach it. Go ahead. Think about it like that. I said, just look at your bank account, man. Oh, tomorrow, boy, you're going to be thinking about it like that. Why would you think of it any other way? If somebody told me the only reason why you're making as much money as you do because you cut hair, all right. You think I'm going to be offended? But I had to help him out because something was wrong with his filter. I heard a story about two donkeys that was in a pit. So these two donkeys in a pit, and they said it was too deep to get these guys out, and we're not strong enough to lift them off. So one donkey heard the words of this, these donkeys understood good English. One of the donkeys heard these people talking about it, so he just laid there. So when they just started putting dirt in the pit, because they was like, well, these guys are going to die because ain't no way we're going to get them out. And the other one did not hear the people. So every time the dirt fell on his back, he would shake it off and stomp on it. And he just kept doing that process until he was able to walk out of that pit instead of just sit there and allow himself to be buried. That's a filter problem, and that's a filter solution if you got the right kind of filters. Another story I heard was about two salesmen. They were going off of these, true story, these guys went to Africa for some reason. I don't know what region. Don't try to call me out on it. They went to this region of Africa, and this one salesman, he looked at all the people, and nobody was wearing shoes. And he called back to his regional office, and he said, hey, man, forget it. This is a bus. Nobody here is wearing shoes. The other one said, hey, bring me all the shoes you got because nobody here is wearing shoes. That's a perspective problem. That is a perspective solution or a filter. All right. And then I want to can I get some help? Antonio, can I get your help? Did I see your name right? Oh, I did. Come on. Anthony. Come on, Dayton. Is this a good one? Oh, right here. So with Antonio, Anthony, I'm sorry. I'm going to say Antonio. I don't know. Come on to the front, brother. See your beautiful face. I didn't mean to come up here, but that's fine. That's fine. I just joking. So what you see here, God had gave me this analogy. What you see here is a filter, and I'm not going to explain everything on here. FPR means filter performance rating, which means this is a 5. This one is like 697. And just another caveat, if you have a filter that you need, you could have this one. If not, I'll just take it back and get my money back. But what this filter has, what I loved about it, is he was showing me that this filter takes care of dust and pollen. So I'm thinking about yourself now. This is one of the cheapest filters they have, $6. And it'll take care of dust and pollen. So what happens if your family needed something a little bit stronger? What about if you needed something a little bit stronger? And so it's okay we can come to church. It's okay that we participate, even join. It's okay that we can read our Bible from time to time. And that it's okay that we can know about God and not have a relationship with God. It's okay. Because then we can still call ourselves a Christian because somebody saw me going to church. But this is the bottom of the basin. There is no really sacrifice because you can get $5. You spend $5 on a cup of coffee. Right? So I just want to take care of the dust and pollen. You say what that dust and pollen is because it's not dust and pollen. This is the analogy that I'm giving you. That I just want to take care of a few things because I want people to know that I got a good filter. That means that I probably won't cuss you out if you come at me and talk crazy. Because I got a pretty good filter. Probably. And I really like that because I was thinking to myself, I was like, the company, and I want you to just show around because everybody's got to see this. What I really liked about this, because I was like, the company, Lucretia, makes cheap filters, and then they make expensive filters, and it's all in the same company. They just know that some people may not be able to afford. They recognize that there is a demographic for each filter. Now, let's say that you had a child. Dayton, come on up, son. Come on up. If you had a child that had some issues with respiratory issues, would dust and pollen be enough for you? You want to stand in front there. And what's this one saying? Go further up, all the way to the front, all the way to the front. So when you look at these, they look pretty much the same, right? From the just from looking at it. If you look a little bit closer, you'll know that this FPR rating here, which is, what did I tell you what that was? Anybody remember? Filter performance rating. Thank you. And that's not something, you really need to care about, I guess, unless it, but this says ultimate allergen. Ultimate allergen, right? And if you look on the back, it tells you everything. I'll keep holding that. Thank you so much. It tells you everything that this will take care of. It also takes care of viruses that might be flying, airborne viruses. It takes care of, what is the other things? But it cleans the, it's the filter that put that you put in your dust mites also. I think dust mites go in the bottom one too. But those very, very fine allergens, airborne allergens that may come into your house that make you sick, spores, that type of stuff. And what else is that? What's that black stuff that in the creeps and crevice? Mold, thank you very much. And it would cover all that. If you had the best one, it's going to cost you a little more. That's going to require a sacrifice. And thank you, gentlemen. You can set those down. I want you to set them down in the front so people can see them and keep reminding them. So that's my visual aid. Thank you very much. Thank you. So when I was looking at these filters, God was showing me that also on there, if you have seen that, and I don't want to leave you guys out of there. Can you see there? There's a time limit on there. Did anybody see that? Up to 90 days. Up to 90 days. And so when I was thinking about myself as this HVAC system in a house, I was like, how often do I change my filter? How often do I change my filter? How long has it been? Like, I go to church. I go to church on Wednesday night, Bible study, right, Reverend Paul? Then you may see me there, and then I'll come to church on Sunday. But do I need to change my filter between Sunday and Wednesday? It's great that you could come to church on Sunday. And you know what? It's great. It's okay if you miss a few Sundays. Because, I mean, does you have to be at church every Sunday? Huh? I'm trying to put you on the spot. You better not say that for the pastor. Okay. But I was thinking to myself, how often do I change my filter? Do I wait until I make a mistake? Do I wait till it's so thick that I can't even see through it? Have you ever changed those filters? Do you see how clumped up the stuff is that has been protecting you so long that it is bound to break on you, Elder Willie? It's bound to stop working if it is not being changed out properly, right? And so the filter that you are being able to use, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you had not realized it, life is going to make your filter dirty. It is going to absolutely make your filter dirty. And if you think you can operate as a woman, a man of God, in this child of God, in this world, you are mistaken if you think that you can just go on without replacing your filters. Getting a reset on your batteries, getting your heart beating, repenting for the things that you have allowed in yourself, you are sadly mistaken. The filter needs to be changed. And what does that look like? What does it mean when I get a filter change? You have to think about it because I don't know what's going on, Vince, in your world. I don't know what's going in to your ears. I don't know what's going in and what you're seeing. I don't know what you're smelling. But I do know that once you have come into a situation that the devil will absolutely test you, you will find out that the filter is not working. And you don't want to wait because now I'm on day 110 and I should have changed that thing maybe at day 89. So that I wouldn't have a problem failing, so that when my coworker comes at me in some kind of way, and when I usually be like, man, leave me alone. You don't want none of this today. Now I'm engaging you, Brother David, because I haven't changed my filter in quite some time. When I struggled, let's be honest, when I struggle, when I'm scrolling on my phone and there's pop-up ads and there's pornography that's popping up, and it doesn't matter what your algorithm is, let me tell you, that you could be just going on through your day. You can put your algorithm in and you can say, I want to listen to recipes and I want to look at haircuts. And then next thing you know, pop up and there's some breasts on the screen. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. But because I have an algorithm and I'm a man, it's going to suggest it. And I'm strong enough that my filter has been changed on a regular basis where I can say not interested in this ad. and block that ad. You know, and if I'm serious enough, because I want to make sure that I have the maximum strength, that I'm going to delete the app altogether, because is the app really important enough for my salvation to be tainted? That's the things we need to think about. I had a young man tell me just the other day, and I'm really happy about it. One of my pastor friends told me, he says, man, the algorithm for TikTok, and I'm not telling you that you need to delete your TikTok. That's nothing to do with me. But he says the algorithm for TikTok is they're pushing a lot of porn in it. And he told me this like 5 months ago. And I said, I got it. I got to cut it off. And I'm not strong enough that I think that I'm going to be getting a couple of glances and a couple of ads, Brother David, and it's going to be okay. I don't even want to test myself like that. It's because I would go somewhere. You know what I mean? I'll be honest. And so just last week, my coworker told me, he says, did you know, and if you guys didn't know, did you know that you could put a time limit on your social media? I just found out Instagram, they got 25, 30, 45 minutes, an hour, and 2 hours. And as soon as your time limit is up, they'll suggest to you that, hey, Malcolm, maybe it's time you should get off. It's been 2 hours since you've been scrolling. And I was like, that is awesome. Sign me up. So I signed up for that hour. You know what? And you know what I have found out? I don't need that. I don't even use my full hour now because I have allowed the filter to do its job. Isn't that amazing? I love that. Beloved, I pray that your soul may prosper in all things and be in help. Don't forget it. The frequency of change is determined by your atmosphere. Write that down. My first point was life will always make your filter dirty. My second point, that the frequency of change is determined by the atmosphere. How often do you need to change it? And you already know. In Psalms 51 and 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's a filter change. Anytime that you see a renewing in the word of God, that is a renewing that he is taking this vessel and making it new. Romans 12 and 2 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable of the perfect will of God. And I want to talk about one last thing. I want to talk about Father Filter. Father Filter. It's one of my favorite quotes that Apostle David says, being Father Filtered. And I think this is going to help you if you hadn't caught it before, is that everything that you process, everything that is coming into you, whether it be everything that you receive, if you allow that thing to be Father Filtered, let me tell you right now that it is very important that you should know this, that everything that has came to you has been already Father Filtered. Everything that comes out of you is your responsibility to filter out. What does the Bible say? It's not what goes into a man that defiles him. Is that what the word says? What does it say? It says what comes out of a man is what defiles him. So if what is coming out of me has defiled me, God has already filtered what is coming in me. And so here's the thing that it's not easy to grasp. Not only the blessings, but the sufferings as well. He's already filtered the sufferings. I remind you of the Job. When Satan was coming in, they had a meeting that was going on, and God had asked them, have you considered my servant Job? And Job, and Satan was like, yeah, I see him. But I know he's got your protection, so what I need to do to him? He's not going to curse you, and he's not going to do anything bad as long as you got him like that. And God said, just do what you can, but do not touch his body. Don't kill him. Who wants that kind of assignment? But it was already Father filtered. And he knows what you're capable of. So the sufferings and the things that and the trials that you go through, it is no accident and it is not a surprise to him because he knows what you're capable of. Not an easy word to receive, but he knows what you're capable of and you can go through it and you absolutely can go through it. It ain't hard when it's a blessing. I'll take that. I'll take it. I'll take it. It's Father filtered. It's from me. Ain't nobody going to take it from me. But when it comes to the suffering that continues to build us, and build us into the men and women that he wants us to be, then sometimes it may be hard for us. But I'm going to tell you, everything is father filtered. And so the things that are coming out of you, you have to control what is being filtered out of you so that you will not bring a discredit upon God by saying that I am God's child. Yes, yes, he loves you still. And yes, you will make mistakes. But the goal is to continue to live in this perfect peace that your soul is prospering. In Matthew 15:11, it says, I said that scripture, it is not what goes out of the mouth of the man that defiles him, but what comes, not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of him. And this is why spending time and getting to know him and reading his scriptures help us to navigate everyday life. It keeps the filter clean for the output and the guidance to keep the filter clean from what comes in. This is renewal. This is repentance. This is changing your mind. This is conversing with God and asking him, what do I do and when to do it? Seems simple enough. But we don't always confer with God when we face challenges. It doesn't seem so convenient because you know what God is going to say. Let's be honest. I don't want to confer with God when I can handle it on my own strength. Or I can handle it to think the way I think it should be handled. So I don't want to ask God, because if he tells me something that I think is pansy, or if he says, keep your mouth shut and let them say what they have to say, that is not what I want to hear. But if you ask for his guidance and you're asking for his filter, what is going to come out of you is silence. It is hard. When you know that people are doing you dirty, he said that he suffered. And it's, don't think it's not strange that people try you. Don't think it's strange when people come at you wrong, because this is a part of living that life. Your filter, life will dirty your filter. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prosper. We want to succeed you, the ministry here. We want to succeed, want you to succeed in your relationship with Christ. As you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. In James 4:7-8, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts for your double-mindedness. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word. And I hope that there was something here that you would receive out of the word, that you would be blessed. I open up the doors for altar call for those who are needing, who recognize that their filter needs cleansed. And I want to be the first to tell you that it does not matter the location. You can get your filter cleansed right at home, in your bathroom, in the quietness of your heart. But if it is on your heart to come and come pray with the saints, we ask you to come. If you heard something in this word that gave you an unction, that you had a desire, that you wanted a relationship with God because you recognize that you don't even know what your filters look like right now, I ask you to come. You have went to the overdue. You just realized today that, man, I didn't even know we had to change filters. Some of you may not have even known that there was filters in your life that needed changing. We ask you to come. If there's a baptism, if you wanted to start your life off with God and give your life to him and let him lead you as your personal savior, we ask you to come. If you desire baptism, the altar is open as well. We give the invitation and we look forward to having that death and burial of this acknowledgement that God is my savior and God is who I live for. We ask you to come. And if there is no one else, we ask you to stand. Stand with us. That today we get a reset on our filters today. All of us. Even if you just put them in, it don't hurt. We get these filters changed so that everybody be on the same sheet of music. Can we say amen? Let us pray. And Father God, we just thank you so very much, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, as you are giving us the unction, Lord God. We lift ourselves unto you, Lord God. Anything that's not like you, Lord God, we ask you to remove it, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to desire a hunger for your word, a hunger for more of you, Lord God, that we would not go out this world, Lord God, and Lord God, unprepared, Lord God, that we would grasp, Lord God, and memorize, Lord God, the words that you have said about us. We would memorize, Lord God, how you feel about us, and we know that you have not changed your mind. The decision that you made on Calvary has not changed, and that we are still your sons and daughters, no matter how far we have went, Lord God, that you're still waiting on us, Lord God, to present ourselves unto you, Lord God, and give our wills to you, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, in this day and age, Lord God, when everything, Lord God, seems to be going awry, Lord God, that there is a light, Lord God. That there is a light, Lord God, in this world of darkness that is calling out to those, Lord God, that are needing guidance, Lord God. That you are that light, Lord God, and you have placed it inside of us, Lord God, so that we can reconcile your sons and daughters back to you, Lord God. And we are so appreciative that you're using us, Lord God, and that you are helping us, Lord God, to clean our filters on this morning, Lord God, and that we continue, Lord God, to do the maintenance, Lord God, each and every day, Lord God, so that we would be prepared, Lord God, for the work that you would have us to do. And as these that have come up, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God. You know the need, Lord God, and you know the desire, Lord God, in which they have came, Lord God, and we ask you to meet them there, Lord God. And as the saints of God, Lord God, that have encamped around them, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that we would get involved as well, Lord God. That we would ask them the questions, how long? When's the last time you changed your filter? You doing all right? Is there anything that I can pray for? Because we believe in community, Lord God, and we believe, Lord God, that we do not get here by ourselves, Lord God. As you are speaking to us, you are sending us, Lord God, men and women in our lives, Lord God, that would be encamped around us, Lord God. Witnesses to your goodness, Lord God. Witnesses to your grace. Witnesses to your mercy, Lord God. That we can walk this thing out, Lord God, just a little bit longer for you. And all these blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Break, 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 chain, chain, break, break.